The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Boomers Rock Radio, featuring host Tom Matt. The show features a variety of topics, but most importantly, our show is about quality of life. From finances to health and wellness to personal improvement. If you have the questions, we've got the answers. Now, the host of Boomers Rock Radio, Tom Matt.
Thank you for joining us today, everybody. I'm your host, Tom Matt, and this is your Quality of Life Radio Talk Show. Again, the Boomers Rock Radio Talk Show. Boomers Rock is a lifestyle that really encompasses multiple facets of living a productive, successful life by changing attitudes, behaviors, and habits, bringing in our expert friends from all over the country, all over the world, to help us get some ideas, some seeds of thought, something that we can germinate and really run with. You know, every different category that we cover, from the fitness to the nutrition to the behavioral stuff. You know, I don't even call it fitness anymore for the 45 and up people. It's activities that promote movement and get you going, and that's what we're all about here. And tonight you're going to be really happy to hear that we have our good pal Todd Durkin is back with us here in just a second, joining us from San Diego, and we're going to talk about staying healthy, moving forward in your life, what's going on out at Fitness Quest 10, his gym in San Diego, and just moving forward. This is our motivational show. If this is one show you want to get motivated with, this is the show for you, everybody. So thank you so much. It's called Walking Through the Front Door of the Refirement Zone. So middle living is 45 to 75. That's my new thing. Middle living, baby. Ignite your life, middle living, and jump on the bus. Todd Durkin, M-A-C-S-C-S, three children, ages 11, 9, and 6, married to his beautiful wife, Melanie. He's internationally recognized performance coach, personal trainer, massage therapist, author, speaker, and motivates and educates, inspires people everywhere, mastermind leader. He's the owner of Fitness Quest 10 in San Diego, California. So if you're ever out in San Diego, why don't you go see Todd, drop Boomers Rock and say, hey, Tom said, come on by and work me out. And he'll get you a trainer. He'll get you going there. He'll make you sweat. He'll make you work out. You know, everything from Pilates, yoga, sports performance training, nutrition to help transform their bodies. His book, Impact, is a must read. You got to get it. It's very well done. It's great. Love it. Todd did the foreword for my seminal book, Maximize Your Quality of Life. Was thrilled to get him to do that. That's the thing about giving, and that's the thing about asking and receiving. If you don't ask people out there for some help, then you're missing out. Without much further ado, my friend Todd Durkin. Todd, welcome back.
Wow, what an introduction, Tom. Great to be back. Congratulations on all the great stuff you're doing, too.
Just pushing the boulder, baby. You know, you're out there pushing tires around, training all these professional athletes, doing your thing. Catch everybody up on Todd Durkin in your life and your family and the gym and all of the professionals you got out there and the Joes that are going as well.
Well, it's as crazy and as fun as ever. Like you mentioned first, we got the kids, the Rugrats running all over. I'm coaching their teams and on top of everything. So our 11 and 9 and 6-year-old, they're all into, you know, a bunch of sports between soccer, lacrosse, basketball. I'm coaching those guys up. I'm traveling a lot. So I just got back from Chicago here recently. And that's my final trip, over 40 trips in 2014. So I'm only on the road, I think, one more time for the rest of the year. So we're going into a great phase here at Fitness Quest 10. All my baseball guys are starting up, you know, here in early November. Believe it or not, the World Series is still going on. But our guys that didn't make the playoffs, we got a slew of guys, Tom, that are starting up here next week. And I'm pumped for that stuff. And I think you mentioned earlier on, although my niche happens to be in training a lot of athletes, we've got 38 teammates. They got 38 staff members here at Fitness Quest 10. And that's my niche. But we get a lot of just regular old Joes and Janes, fitness enthusiasts that are trying to get better, lose a little weight, improve energy, you know, feel good and get better in their life. So I'm blessed, man. We got a lot of great stuff happening. And I every day live in gratitude for the good things that are happening.
Todd, you know, I've coined this new, I want to get your take on this new phrase that I have. I got so darn burnt out on, you know, the middle age crisis kind of stuff. And I came up with this term, very simple, middle living. Middle living is 45 to 75, and then we're blessed to have our seniors. When you reach the throne of being a senior, just like a senior in high school, a senior in college, you are the top notch, and you're blessed to be there. But from 45 to 75, you're middle living, baby. And I don't care if you're 74 and 364 days, you're still living in the middle part of your life and moving forward. What do you think about that?
It's not bad. I'm hoping like the 80s, 80 to 100 is kind of middle living here, right?
Like, we're moving that way, man. That's the whole thing. We keep moving the needle up. So
I'm getting closer and closer. So it's like, man, I got to make sure that, you know, it's funny. It's like when I think of everything in quarters, you know, as a football guy, I think of quarters, and I'm thinking, man, third quarter, fourth quarter coming up, we got to make it happen this second half. So I like that. We're in the middle of the game right now, and you got to be great, man. It's like, you know, you start strong, and then I think a lot of times people lose their zest, and through life, you know, you get beat up sometimes, whether it be divorce, disease, you know, accidents, whatever happens sometimes, you know, financial strife, bankruptcies, you know, sometimes we face adversity, we face things in life that can sometimes throw us off our tracks, but it's how we respond, and it's surrounding ourselves with great people. And I think living in that attitude of gratitude certainly always helps, you know, bring things back to normal. And Tom, I know you can attest this, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners can attest as well, but it seems like whenever life is going really, really well, you kind of have to brace yourself and you have to be like, okay, I got to be careful. I don't get blindsided here. Or the other way around, when things are going bad, you always have to know there's things that are always around the corner that are better. And just yesterday, I was in the airport and someone stopped me before I was leaving the hotel. And she shared some news with me recently that was rather tough for her. And she all welled up. And, you know, sometimes you hear news that you don't expect, and it recalibrates your own life, right? Like, you're like, sometimes you think you got it tough, and then you hear someone else's news or something that just happened, and it makes you slow down and appreciate, you know, the blessings that we do have in our life. And I think right now, for me personally, I know I'm always trying to stay very present in my conversation, to my relationships I have with not only our, you know, our clients and team members at Fitness Quest 10, but obviously our family as well. And I would certainly encourage anyone that's listening in today is to, you know, to be present in your conversations today. When you give someone a high five or a handshake or a pat on the back, is to really be present and look someone in the eyes. And what do your eyes say? I would say eyes up, rise up. What are your eyes saying? And can you read someone's eyes? Because nowadays you just don't know what's going on with someone's head, what's in their head. And we all need a cheerleader. We all want a cheerleader. So how can you be that person for someone else? Because you don't know what's happening in someone else that really needs a voice of encouragement today.
I'm finishing a book. I've got about six books going right now, Todd. And, you know, the circle of life is a huge part of the middle living people, the seniors becoming engaged with the youth and staying there, yep. Even if you haven't had children, but getting out there and coaching or mentoring or reading. Yep. You know, you said that you travel, you've done 40 trips. I want to ask you, because a lot of our middle living people that are out there, and still some of our seniors as well, they do a lot of traveling. How do you stay on your game when you're doing all this traveling? What is a typical Todd Durkin day like when you're on the road?
Yeah, you know, I kind of learned the hard way, Tom, because in the beginning, a few years ago, the road beat me up, and I was a road warrior, but I got used to just eating out all the time and eating heavy foods, and my time clock was in, and I'm in the fitness profession, right? So yeah, I was at a weight where I shouldn't have been. I was holding that 220. That was my playing weight, and I didn't need to be 220. I hired a nutritionist myself, Tom, and I'm a coach. People are like, you hired a nutritionist, what? I'm like, yeah. I needed the accountability myself as a coach to hire a coach. I recently found out that Dalai Lama has a spiritual coach. I was like, what? and I hired this nutritionist that held me accountable, and I shaved off about 15 pounds of fat off me, and it was all through nutrition. So in the last 3 years, I've really been dialed in with my own routine when I'm on the road. I make sure when I'm on the road and I'm in an airplane, I hydrate big time. I always have at least a liter of water. I'm hydrating on up. I do a lot of writing on planes. I love to write. There's no distractions. And then I bring my protein powder as well. I usually have, you know, little baggies of protein powder. So instead of snacking on junk from the airport, I'll have some nuts. I'll have some dried fruit, and I'll have a couple bags of protein in there. So throughout the 2 or 3 days I might be gone, I have some healthy snacks to choose from. I say no to alcohol because that stuff will, you know, affect your sleep patterns. And I don't eat out when I'm eating out, because you're going to be eating out in the airports and at restaurants. Is I try to stay away from the starches, the carbs, the breads, all the heavy food that, number one, is going to pack the LBs on you, but also it is going to affect my sleep. And sleep, when you're going through time zones, is really, really challenging. So I try to always make sure I maintain my workout routine as well. It often requires me to get up earlier than I want, because if I am traveling from the West Coast to the East Coast, it's a three-hour time change. And if I've got to be on stage or do something at 8 or 9 o'clock, it's real early for me. You know, with a 4 a.m. wake-up call, but I try to get into the gym every day that I'm on the road, and that kind of gets the cobwebs out. That starts to calibrate my whole system, and sometimes those workouts aren't my best workouts, but they're workouts that allow me to break a sweat, get my mind right, maybe listen to a podcast or listen to a book on tape, or sometimes just listen to some inspirational music. But I find that best practice prepares me for the day so I can win the day, and then I can get back on track with my sleep and eating right. So it's no different than, you know, when I'm here, but it takes uber discipline when you're on the road to not eat garbage and not drink, you know, have a beer or two, when you're out with a group that you might be meeting with. But for me, I just found that it's really important to be extremely disciplined with your best practices when you're on the road so that you could, you know, play at your best level.
I have to share something that, you know, when I do my traveling with the football team at Michigan State University, working for the team and doing my little contribution with the headsets and my other career, what I try to do, Todd, when we get to the, always go to the stadium first, as you know, and then you do the quick walkthrough and we do a little bit of work. But then when you get to the hotel and you're turned loose, try to get into the gym right away before you get all settled down and going into the restaurant and doing all. Get it. Do you do the same thing?
I certainly try to, depending on what time I get in. But if I get in a reasonable hour, yes. Because again, after sitting in an airplane for a few hours, legs are all stiff, you know, and to get out and move first thing, get some fresh air, no doubt. I love also, if the weather is decent, is to get outside in the city, explore the city with a little jog around the city, get lost a little bit, explore the parks, explore, you know, the neighborhoods, and that's always an adventure into itself. So that's a good thing, getting out and getting some fresh air.
Todd, how can we embed a culture change in the middle living adults that are out there? How can we start to light this fire? I believe it's already starting, but how can we continue to fan the flames to embed and change the culture for the middle living adults?
Yeah. Well, Tom, it's a great question. And again, you're 45 to 75 year old crowd, and, you know, Hank, it could be one of these middle living folks. It could be a son or daughter, or it could be a grandma, a grandpa, it could be a mom or dad. I would say this, and I go back to the old quote of Gandhi, you know, either you choose change or change will choose you. And a lot of times people get into health and fitness and wellness and nutritional changes because change chooses them. You know, they have a heart attack or they have a stroke, or they have, you know, they get diagnosed with type 2 diabetes and they have to change, right? And that's very reactive. And that, in our traditional medical model today, is very reactive. And what I always encourage folks to do is, we all are big boys and girls. We got to put our big boys and girls pants on, and we got to choose to change. Like, if you want to make sure that you live your best life, then you need to choose to change. And those choices that we make, no different than what I tell my son and daughter, you know, my two sons and daughter, is the choices that you make every day in school, on the ball field, what you do in life, they're going to affect the outcome of what happens. So you have to make good choices. And for our middle living people, the choices we make ultimately add up to an end result in either good health or bad health. Things are going to happen. And if you have genetics stacked up against you, like myself, my father passed away at the age of 58 of a heart attack, it's even more important that nutrition and exercise and healthy living are part of my day, being proactive and getting my regular massage therapy sessions. That's not always easy to do, and that takes commitment. But when you know you have to choose to change, it becomes a lifestyle. It becomes that if you need a coach, then hire a coach. If you need a trainer, then hire a trainer. If you need a massage therapist or a flexibility person, then hire that person. That becomes part of your team. Just like you have an accountant or a lawyer to help you with your business or your life, then you need someone to help you with your life, you know, your coaching aspect for your own health and fitness. I think that only empowers you to improve the quality of your living, because truly, it's not about the number of years that you live. It's about the quality of life that you have within those years that counts. So to me, I always go back to that Gandhi quote, either you choose change or change will choose you. And I would hope that every day that we all, you know, fitness professionals or regardless of what you do for a living, that we all choose, you know, to change in healthy ways, that we adopt healthy principles with our nutrition, with our exercise, and who we surround ourselves with. I mean, if you're around a bunch of 56-year-olds that are negative and all they do is gossip about today's day, after a while, that becomes pretty negative yourself, and that affects the energy, and that affects you, oh, I'm always tired. Yeah, because you're around a bunch of donkeys, of people that are just pulling your energy down. Or are you around positive people that make you laugh and they make you smile and they don't take life as so serious? So all these things, it doesn't matter to me what age it's at, it all kind of, you know, translates to the next, you know, era of your life, so to speak. To me, it's about choices, the choices we make every day to get better and better.
Todd Durkin's our guest tonight. It's impact. Impact in your life is what's going to happen here. Todd, we got a couple minutes before we go to break here. I want to set up the next segment. When we come back from break here, I want to get some examples of some people that have been in your facility, Fitness Quest 10, San Diego. Yep. I want to get some examples of some of these people because I want to know if you know how they remove the barriers. How do you like that?
I like it. Let's do it. Let's get that break and come back fired up.
You know, we'll talk about that. Okay, we got a minute to go. Why don't you go ahead and share all your contact information now? We'll do that before we end the show too. Go ahead and share all of that, your email, your website, all the place where people can find your good work.
I think the easiest thing would just be if you went to my website, ToddDurkin.com, T-O-D-D, Durkin, D-U-R-K-I-N.com. That's one site that I do a lot of my speaking and my book and all that is there. And if you want to get an insight into my facility here in San Diego, it's called Fitness Quest 10. They can check out the website at www.fitnessquest10.com. And our emails are in there. It's just Durkin@fitnessquest10.com. All of our social media, all of the ways to contact me. And if I can be a resource for any of your people, Tom, I'd be more than happy to do that.
You're listening to the Boomers Rock Radio Talk Show. We'll be right back.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Finding happiness and meaning in life starts with you and listening to your own dreams. If you want to care for someone, you must take care of yourself. If you want to love someone, you must first love yourself. Boomers Rock has built a website, boomersrock.us, that is dedicated to helping everyone improve and find happiness in their lives. Boomers Rock works with experts from all across the country to share the knowledge you need to improve the quality of your life. Boomersrock.us brings you everything you need to improve your life. You will find articles about fitness, finances, and family fun, the foundation for improving your life. Boomers Rock also offers audio and video on all of those topics, including the complete 6-part seminar Tom Matt hosted on how to maximize the quality of your life. Boomers Rock also has a growing library of books explaining the knowledge shared on our show, available as trade paperbacks or ebooks by joining boomersrock.us. You can also buy the Boomers Rock books at major retailers such as Amazon. To improve your life today, visit boomersrock.us.
If you are a dreamer aspiring to realize your dreams, join host Michael Friedlander for Dreamers, Winners, and Making a Difference. For Michael, to be a winner doesn't mean you must have finished first or must have great wealth, fame, and lots of toys. Instead, it means you must have realized your dreams without cheating or acting unethically. It means you must have made a difference for the better in the lives of those you've touched. Tune in to Dreamers, Winners, and Making a Difference live every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in to Patricia Raskin Positive Living on VoiceAmerica.com every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time. This program brings you practical and inspiring principles for living a more authentic, engaging, and passionate life. Patricia's guests will give you a formula for connecting, giving, forgiving, and miraculous living. So tune in and call in to Patricia Raskin Positive Living Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Voice America Variety Channel. It's practical, positive solutions for a happy, empowered, and successful life.
Follow us on Twitter at Voice America TRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's Voice America TRN.
This is Tom Matt's Boomers Rock Radio. Connect with our show this week. Want to send Tom an email? Send it to Tom at boomersrock.us. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Boomers Rock Radio Talk Show. Remember, if you're looking to find something to change your life, if you want to find that impact, like we're calling the show tonight, after my friend Todd Durkin, go to boomersrock.us. Hit me on my email, tom@boomersrock.us. Hit me on Twitter, boomers_rock, really trying to work on that. Us boomers, us middle livers, 45 to 75, we've already taken over Facebook. Next thing's Twitter. Todd? Tell me about Twitter. What do you like? What do you think about Twitter?
I'd hate to admit that I'm a Twitter-holic, but I do like Twitter. And Tom, the reason that is because, you know, as a busy person, Twitter can find that you can only have 140 characters per post. And I've actually realized it's been a great way for me to network with people across the country, including yourself. I can't tell you how many different stories from a media standpoint that have come through Twitter for me in developing relationships. Believe it or not, I was at the Super Bowl a few years ago, and I was talking to a PR agent with Under Armour. I do quite a bit of work with Under Armour, and we were going to Radio Row. And if you've never been on to Radio Row, for your listeners, it's where all of the media at the Super Bowl go to, and they do all these interviews. And, you know, years ago, and a lot of your listeners can probably relate to this, is, you know, you used to do press releases. And Tom, you probably remember these. We used to do them as well. I mean, I've been in business here for 15 years. We'd have press releases and we'd send them out via fax or email to the local media or to the national media, and you'd hope they'd run a story. Well, today, press releases as they used to exist don't exist anymore like that. It's called social media. And if you ever want to contact or connect with a media person, and whether it be a local, whether it be a national, ESPN, you know, Pro Football Talk, and anyone in the media world, they're all on Twitter. So for me, it's a great way to connect with media as well as my athletes. You know, some of our athletes have some pretty large followings, and at the click of a button, it's kind of scary how anyone can get a hold of an athlete, celebrity, media person nowadays. So the other thing for me, in growing a fan base, so to speak, Tom, is I love to motivate people. I love to inspire people. And through my Facebook and through my Twitter, I've been able to take my top quotes and things I've used in my Impact Body Plan book and just favorite sayings I've come across, and I'll tweet those out. And I actually have people that have come up to me, I don't know who they are, and they'll thank me and say, hey, you know what, I follow your Twitter feed and I love the motivational post that you do at 8 o'clock every morning or whatever it may be. I'm like, you know, thank you. So it's a way now you can scale yourself and reach yourself and get your message out there, because there's so much negativity in the world that I just try to cast out a lot of positive light for all that's, you know, all the things that people need.
Todd, talk about removing the barriers, because you've been very illuminating when you talk about improving people's lives through motivation. But the barriers to entry for people that are in the middle living category and they've been on the couch for a while, let's share some couple of stories that you have of, I know you have a lot of clients and people that you know. Can you share a couple that can really inspire some of the listeners to maybe give it a thought, just something, some of the success stories that you know?
Oh, yeah. For us, you know, when we talk about training the Joes like the pros, honestly, if you were to come to Fitness Quest 10 and see Fitness Quest 10 in action, the majority of the people we train are all success stories, because they're everyday fitness enthusiasts that truly are just trying to become better. A lot of them come from, you know, they've had physical pain. They've either had really bad backs or knees. They've had surgeries. They started with physical therapy. Their bodies are wrecked. Maybe their life's a wreck as well. But countless story. Heck, going back 15 years, one of my first clients, Donna Dickinson, she's still a client today. She hobbled up the steps to Fitness Quest 10 when I just had the upper studio, and she was trying to repair her knees and back. Well, she's still with me today, and she's 75 years old, and she's still playing tennis, and her quality of life is fantastic. Why? Because she exercises, she does yoga, she does kundalini yoga, she does Pilates. She does all the little things it takes to really take care of her body. We have a group of people here in their 80s and 90s, Tom, that come here and train three times a week. And they do the same types of movements. Ron, who's 82 years old, comes in and he's a kick. He wears all these funny t-shirts because I said, you've earned the right to wear whatever you want to wear. And they have 30 sayings on them in pictures. And Ron, he's doing his squats and he's doing his deadlifts and, you know, he's doing his push-ups and he's laughing and smiling, and it's about the quality of life. We've got people that are severely obese that are walking around and training right next to athletes. Why? Because, man, everyone's trying to get better, and regardless of what the path that has led you up to today, wherever today is, good or bad, it's what you do with today that matters. So if today you're listening in and today is a day to change, well, then by all means, get started, because getting started is always the hardest part. Is making that change and saying enough's enough. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of not having the energy, not having the positivity. I need to make sure I make the changes in my life that are going to allow me to get back to being me, because I don't feel like I'm me anymore. I feel beat up. That relationship's beat me up. My stresses, my kids, my job, whatever the quote excuses or reasons are why people aren't feeling good. To me, it ultimately comes down to that, you know, check in with, you know, a checkup from the neck up and saying, all right, I'm going to get started and I'm going to do something with my life. And I don't ever like to hear our people say, well, I'm 70 years old, you know, can I get better? Heck yeah, you could get better. You can get stronger. You can, heck, we got a guy named Chip who's now competing in the Senior Olympics, like, and he's doing 100 meter dashes. Like, you know, he's got a purpose again in life. He didn't train for 20 years. And he found his love again that he used to love to, you know, do track and field. And he's doing that against other 70-year-olds. And it's awesome. I mean, to me, when you have a purpose and you have a goal and, you know, you set yourself out on having a mission again, then, you know, it gives you a renewed life. And that to me is what we all want, is we want to have a purpose.
Todd, we've come from being hunter-gatherers in our society, going back to the caveman days, the paleo days, to becoming sedentary and taking leisure to mean being not active. It completely diminishes our odds, and it gives and leads to medical conditions that are out there. Do you believe that this is that we can overcome all of this sedentary nature by really buying into this, by buying into the positive nature? Is this for real, or is this just hype?
Well, I'll preface it with this, number one, we are extremely fortunate and lucky in the United States to have the best, to have a great medical team when we need them. But I can tell any of your listeners this, is if you rely on the medical and healthcare system to take care of your health, you're in trouble. Okay. Now, I have a lot of friends that are doctors, and I have family members that are doctors. And God bless them. Thank you. We have the best doctors when we need them. But they're also overwhelmed. And the way the insurance business has certainly evolved is what I'm always saying is you better captain your own ship. And if you're going to rely on other people and the system to take care of you, unfortunately, you're going to live in disease. So what does that mean? That makes choices of going back to being more active. And being more active, and we've talked about this before, Tom, doesn't necessarily mean that you got to kill yourself in the gym for an hour every time. It could mean going out and being more active in life and going for walks and getting in the gardening and going for hikes in the mountains, doing cross-country ski trips again, getting out there and playing and doing 20 to 30 minutes of exercise or challenging. If you really want to challenge up, then sign up for a race or, you know, a little more of an extreme kind of an event if that really, you know, resonates with your soul. But I believe that it's imperative that every single individual, if you truly care about your own health, you have to captain your own health so that if diagnosis of a disease ever happens to you, and whether that be cancer, heart disease, thank God once again that we have a great, great medical team all around us. That's really, really important. But we can't rely on the nature that is reactive versus proactive to take care of us. Only you can do that. So it comes back to choices. Choose to change, otherwise change will choose you. And if change chooses you, it could be too late. It could be too late. It might be 3 or 4 weeks or 3 or 4 months too late. So now is the time. As you listen to this, you know, recording, as you listen to this podcast, to say, you know what, today's my day. I'm not going to rely on some diagnosis to dictate to me when I'm going to get healthy. I'm not going to rely on me getting type 2 diabetes or my back or knees getting better so that I can start to work out again. No, it means today I'm going to make choices to be a little bit better today. I can find out I've got help in my community. I can, you know, I've got physicians or physical therapists or trainers or nutritionists all around you that can help you. So choose to train. Choose to be healthy. Train like a pro athlete would, in the sense of surround yourself with a team of people that can help you be your best physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So that would be what I would say as far as, you know, diminishing our odds of beating medical conditions is, yeah, we can, as long as individually we don't rely on the system, but we rely on ourselves, the power within us, to get back to, you know, more healthy living, eating, exercising, all the little things that we need to do to make sure that you know, we live our best life.
Give us that website one more time, my man. We got to roll.
ToddDurkin.com, FitnessQuest10.com, ToddDurkin.com.
You're listening to the Boomers Rock Radio Talk Show. You better be proactive out there, everybody. You just heard Todd Durkin talk to you for a half an hour, and if that didn't pump you up, I don't know what will. We'll be right back after this. This is the Boomers Rock Radio Talk Show.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Finding happiness and meaning in life starts with you and listening to your own dreams. If you want to care for someone, you must take care of yourself. If you want to love someone, you must first love yourself. Boomers Rock has built a website, boomersrock.us, that is dedicated to helping everyone improve and find happiness in their lives. Boomers Rock works with experts from all across the country to share the knowledge you need to improve the quality of your life. Boomersrock.us brings you everything you need to improve your life. You will find articles about fitness, finances, and family fun, the foundation for improving your life. Boomers Rock also offers audio and video on all of those topics, including the complete 6-part seminar Tom Matt hosted on how to maximize the quality of your life. Boomers Rock also has a growing library of books explaining the knowledge shared on our show, available as trade paperbacks or ebooks by joining boomersrock.us. You can also buy the Boomers Rock books at major retailers such as Amazon. To improve your life today, visit boomersrock.us.
What kind of world do you want to live in? Should we continue down our current path, or is there a better way? Together, we can change the world. We must start with ourselves, then we can future-proof our homes, businesses, and communities. Many people don't realize it, but most of our society's biggest problems can be solved using current technology. My name is Shane Wolf, and I want to help you understand what you can do right now to make a difference while saving money, reducing your environmental impact, and improving the health of yourself and the people around you. Join me for Future Proof Radio, and let's build a better world.
Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Variety.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
This is Tom Matt's Boomers Rock Radio. Connect with our show this week. Want to send Tom an email? Send it to tom@boomersrock.us. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Boomers Rock Radio Talk Show, everyone. Boomers Rock Local. It's real people making an impact. It is what puts the Grand in Grand Haven. You know, Grand Haven is our, this is our home base. This is where we're at. We're bringing all of the people from Grand Haven who want to make a difference in the middle living, baby boomer demographics lives. Everyone that's out there, our experts, they're the givers of Grand Haven. And I'm very, very happy and privileged to introduce for the first time, and this absolutely will not be the last, I guarantee you this, Dr. Darren Riopel. He's a doctor of dental surgery, and he will be with us regularly talking about how we can determine what's happening with our health. Because believe it or not, and I have learned this over time interviewing other doctors, there are certain things that we can find out from our doctor friends, especially our dentists, that can give you a heads up on future problems that could possibly occurring. So this is why we're going to have Dr. Darren come in and talk to us. Dr. Darren Riopel is a graduate of Albion College and the University of Detroit Mercy School of Dentistry. He's practiced family dental care since 1995. In 2008, he created Smile Grand Haven. You probably know it. You've seen it. Family-owned private practice with a vision to combine exceptional dental care with great experience. Actually going through another transition, because that's what happens with successful people. 2010, he created Smiles from Heart, an annual free day of dental care. That's something very cool. In 2014, the fifth annual Smiles from the Heart served over 250 community members through three locations, 12 dentists, and over 50 volunteers. I have to say, you know, I could go on with Dr. Riopel's bio here, but I want to let him share some of that information because he's a giver, and this is about him and how he can help us understand how we can improve our lives in the Grand Haven area and throughout the world. Without much further ado, Dr. Darren Riopel. Dr. Darren, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate what you're saying about me, and I try to keep a quiet presence, but I like to definitely give back to our community.
You know, this,
you mentioned some great things that we do, and it's one of our most important things is to give back to the community so that we can share in its growth.
Darren, would you please share some of your personal information about your family and everything, and how you wound up in Grand Haven? What drew you to Grand Haven?
You know, what drew me here was the community and the water. We had been visiting here on and off, and then one day I saw the beach. I'm like, oh, wow. This is a nice place to visit. Then I realized, you know what? It's not just a place to visit. It's a place to live and be part of a community. So we moved here and wanted to bring our kids over at an early enough age that it wouldn't really change their school cycle. So we brought them over when they were in second grade. And ever since then, we've just been living here and enjoying the community.
Tell us more about your family.
I have a beautiful wife. We've been together since I was 17 years old. So we have a very long relationship together. I call her my partner in life, and she's also my partner in the business. She's not a dentist, but she runs everything else for me that I don't have time for. She makes the whole thing tick. We have two wonderful kids. My oldest son is turning 16 in a couple of weeks, and he's very excited that he can start driving, as am I, because he plays basketball and there's lots of practices for that. My youngest is 11, and she's just, she is the female version of myself. She looks just like me, acts just like me, and sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. But she's great.
Kids are great, I tell you. And when we had our pre-call, Dr. Darren was telling me about the bubble that is Grand Haven, and I'm becoming more and more, I am so falling in such enrapture with Grand Haven and the Tri-Cities area and Muskegon and everything over on the western side of the state. It's a beautiful place. And you told me that you're, you know, when you moved over there, your kids can walk to school, you feel really safe, and it's just a great community. So what you're doing to help Grand Haven is really, really good stuff, my man.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. So let's talk about how we can help middle livers, middle living adults, and the baby boomers. Okay. Now, mm-hmm. I created this term called middle living because, you know, the 45 and up crew, baby boomers are actually 50 and older, up to 68 years old. Now, I want to be inclusive for everyone. So we have the middle living, and then we have the super seniors that are out there who have achieved that greatness of 75 and older. Our message is going to be projected to the 45 and up as far as you can go. We want people to live to 100 with quality of life, Dr. Darren.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I need to get some tips. Let's start off just laying out what we're going to do with the show and why you're going to be coming on, and just kind of give us the high-level view now. What can having good oral care do to help people with quality of life?
Well, I'll give you one statistic I've been preaching for a long time is that people who keep their teeth, their natural teeth, live 7 to 10 years longer than the person who has dentures or partials. So if that isn't motivation enough, I don't know what is. I mean, those are just simple facts. The other joke is that people are keeping their teeth longer, and therefore, when they're in there that long, they are developing different problems that we have never experienced before because people didn't keep their teeth that long. So there's multiple issues that go on, but the quality of life of keeping your teeth adds just years to it.
Dr. Darren, now, I need to ask you, how important is it, in your opinion, to have your regular checkups coming in on a regular schedule, not procrastinating? I was the procrastinator of all time for a long time when I was younger. Now I'm on a really nice schedule, and I've gone through all kinds, but things are good now. But how important is it to maintain that regular schedule of checkups so that you can see what's going on and in developing that baseline for your patients?
Well, you know, it's funny we talk about procrastination. So if one procrastinates the dentist, I guarantee you they'd procrastinate the physician even more. So we have the likely ability to see things before they happen. We have a lot of patients who we are their only source of any sort of health care. They don't go to their physician. So we're that window of saying, hey, you know, you have some problems. When was the last time you were a physician? And when they haven't been in a very long time. So for us, we get to pinpoint some issues that are going on that they might not even know about, so we can gear them towards, look, you really need to see your physician because there's some issues going on that you don't even know about. And I have one particular story who the woman was in her mid-50s, and she had been a patient for many years, so she wasn't a procrastinator, but we started seeing some changes in her gum health to where they became very red, irritated, bleeding, and she ended up having gum disease. Yet she had been with us for all these years, so it wasn't neglect or procrastination. As it turns out, we're keeping an eye on her and telling her, look, there's something going on here. Well, a week later, she lost sight in one of her eyes, and she turns out she was a severe diabetic and never had a family history of it. But we started seeing it in her mouth beforehand. And this was a decade ago, and now we know when we see these things, we immediately notify their physician if they have one. If they don't, we find them one and say, you need to go see your physician. So this is not normal. This is not health. There's something else going on with you.
So this is proactive medicine.
Correct.
So
I'm glad you use that word because there are two different styles of dentistry. There's proactive and reactive. I am more the proactive version, whereas I want to take care of a problem before it's a problem. And you always hear all the things like, well, it doesn't hurt. And my answer is, you're right. It doesn't hurt until it hurts. Wouldn't it be nice if it never hurt? So, and then there's the other stance, which is the reactive stance, which is I'm going to wait, watch it, and we'll see what happens until it goes wrong. Well, it's going to go wrong. Why not fix it before it goes wrong?
But do you think that people want to try to save money, or are they just what's the deal with not maintaining a regular schedule, in your opinion, you think?
You know, it's two things. It's one, it's the fear of the unknown is usually the biggest. And then the fear of cost is the second. And I hear all the time, I would have come in sooner, but I didn't have insurance. And to me, if I don't have insurance is when I better go in, because I want to take care of it before it turns out to be something big. So it's just, you know, it's ingrained in our systems that if I don't have insurance, therefore I shouldn't be able to go. And again, in my mind state is, if you don't have insurance, that's when you better go to protect yourself from having a big issue.
That's a really good, tip to have. So I have a note here to ask you about making informed choices. What does that mean to a patient?
To me, my job is to make sure that I let them know of all of the possibilities that something may go wrong or that they're doing something right. And as long as they know what the scenario is or what the condition is, it's their decision to do anything they want with it. Unfortunately, a lot of times things get overlooked because no one wants to have a difficult conversation with the person about something that isn't painful yet, but actually is a problem. So my job is to inform everyone as to what potential problems are. And if you don't want to do anything about it, that's fine. But at least you know what's going on. You know, it's not, I wasn't given the right to tell you if something's wrong or not. You need to know about it, then you can make your decision yourself.
Dr. Darren Riopel is with us, and he is an owner of a dental practice in Grand Haven. What's the name of your practice, Dr. Darren?
We actually have two. We have Smile Grand Haven, which is our adult or middle living stage, we should say. And we also have Little Smiles, which is our pediatric practice. And we have a third practice starting in January called, which is going to be part of both of those, which is going to be orthodontics.
So you do it all. I mean, you do the orthodontics,
correct.
You do the adults, and you do the children. You're not just focused on one demographic. You cover it all.
No, basically from cradle to grave, we can take care of everyone.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, Dr. Darren.
Sure.
We'll be right back. When I come back from break for the final segment, I want to ask you about some tips and types of issues that people need to be aware of, little things that might be occurring that they should really be the red flag. You're listening to the Boomers Rock local segment on the Boomers Rock Show with Dr. Darren Riopel. We'll be right back.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Finding happiness and meaning in life starts with you and listening to your own dreams. If you want to care for someone, you must take care of yourself. If you want to love someone, you must first love yourself. Boomers Rock has built a website, boomersrock.us, that is dedicated to helping everyone improve and find happiness in their lives. Boomers Rock works with experts from all across the country to share the knowledge you need to improve the quality of your life. BoomersRock.us brings you everything you need to improve your life. You will find articles about fitness, finances, and family fun, the foundation for improving your life. Boomers Rock also offers audio and video on all of those topics, including the complete 6-part seminar Tom Matt hosted on how to maximize the quality of your life. Boomers Rock also has a growing library of books explaining the knowledge shared on our show, available as trade paperbacks or ebooks by joining boomersrock.us. You can also buy the Boomers Rock books at major retailers such as Amazon. To improve your life today, visit boomersrock.us.
There are over 140 million products manufactured worldwide. It is impossible to know the ingredients in these products, especially those made overseas. Stan Salat, creator of the HSF Mark and the Counterfeit Mark Alliance, is the host of People to People, working together for your safety. Stan believes in our right to know the type and amount of hazardous materials in consumer products and whether they are counterfeit.
Find out how you can protect yourself every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Variety.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Back to the Boomers Rock local segment of the Boomers Rock Radio Talk Show. Tonight, Dr. Darren Weilpel is with me, doctor of dental. Is it surgery or science, Darren?
It's surgery, which we do a lot of.
Okay, so when you talk surgery and people think, oh, this is one of the reasons I'm afraid to go to the doctor, I'm afraid to go to the dentist. You made a good point in the opening segment. If you don't have insurance, you really want to go because this may prevent you from having that big bill down the road or something major, right?
Correct, exactly.
Okay, so let's talk about some tips and types. There, I know with the aging of America, Grand Haven has 19% of the population is over 65 and 26% is over 50. So that's a demographic that we all kind of fall in my demographic. And there are certain things that can occur for us, simple things that we may just sort of take for granted that might be an indicator that we may want to get in and see you. Can you share some of those just to kind of give people a heads up?
Sure. When you talk about the middle age, middle livers, I should say, is a lot of things that happens as you age is that your mouth becomes dry. Things change, and sometimes you're on new medications, whether it be blood pressure or cholesterol or a whole sort of different things that changes your whole complex. And a dry mouth to a patient can be devastating. You can have patients who have had great teeth for years, and all of a sudden they're hitting their mid-60s, and then they're getting cavities everywhere, which doesn't make sense. But what happens is they have a dry mouth. Saliva is a great thing. It helps wash the bacteria away. It keeps things healthy. But when it turns dry, those bacteria that cause cavities just go crazy. And we see people lose their teeth just because of that. It also causes more gum disease because of the irritation of the dryness. It's it can be really devastating to have a dry mouth happen in your mid-60s.
So, Darren, if I'm hearing you correctly, medications can cause some serious conditions that we need to really be on top of, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, there are some changes that happen, and like certain blood pressure medications or some cholesterol medications or a whole combination of things can happen. And, you know, I can have a patient who has never had a cavity for a decade, and then they come in and all of a sudden they have two or three cavities. And I have to really step back and say, you know, what is the change here? And 9 times out of 10, it's because they have a new medication or something, a combination of medications, whether it's an additional blood pressure medication, an additional cholesterol, an additional blood thinner, whatever it could be. It can certainly change the whole makeup of your saliva, which creates a dry mouth, and the dry mouth will create more cavities. It can be really devastating to some people.
Darren, how do people contact you, and where are you located exactly in Grand Haven?
We are located at 1203 South Beach Street. It's on the east side of Grand Haven. You can get a hold of us on at our website, which is smilegrandhaven.com. Our phone number is 616-850-3970.
I have to tell you that, everybody, that, you know, when Darren comes back for the next show, we're going to talk about technology. Darren, give us a quick snapshot on all of the things that are happening with technology and how that's really improving dental care.
Technology is improving dental care in so many ways. For instance, for about 8 years now, which sounds like a long time, technology years, but we've been making crowns in the office on a CAD/CAM machine. We literally video the tooth, and it's made right as you wait. The technology has gotten so good that 3D printers are coming out. They're going to start making dentures and partials and orthodontic appliances so that it'll be instantaneous, the amount of that we can get the work right back to you. And the quality and precision is unbelievable.
Is the cost coming down for dental care? Is it cost effective to make sure that you maintain this in your life?
It absolutely is, because one of the biggest challenges in dentistry is that it's not inexpensive. However, the corporations of America realize that they can cut costs, and that's going to affect dentistry. So the more efficient and the more technology we can bring in, the prices will come down and the service will go up.
Dr. Darren Weiopel has been our guest on our Boomers Rock Local. Darren, thank you so much for your time tonight. I look forward to getting you back, and we're going to talk more technology. We've got a lot of ground to cover here, my man, and I'm looking forward to getting to know you better.
Great. Thank you so much.
You know, it's all about proactive, everybody, not reactive. We have to be proactive, and we have to be accountable for ourselves. So when we move forward, that's why having a person like Dr. Darren come in and help share all of his tips. He's a busy guy, but for him to take time to try to share this with us is really cool. So I appreciate it very much. Always remember, before you can share love with others, you must love yourself first. I want to thank my production director, Ezra Baker. Does a great job for us putting everything together. Sandy Mint does all of our pre-production coordination. Mickey Haddock takes care of our website. And all of our guests in Grand Haven, all of our friends and family in Grand Haven, thank you so much for making us successful on WGHN 1370. We'll be talking to you soon, everybody. Now, go out and ignite your life. Good night now.
That's our show for this week. Listen for Tom Matt's Boomers Rock Radio every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Have a great week.